sufa milesle, but didn't you save him embarrassment? Like Lamaisa, it's pretty embarrassing borrowing money and not paying it back. So if Reuven true did not have to pay it back. But if Reuven wouldn't have paid it back, he would have always been embarrassed from that person, that the person gave me a free money. Now that Shimon went and paid up the chay for you, you're not going to have any embarrassment. So the chur of an isser ha neder, that should also be yasser. It's called that Shimon is giving you enjoyment. Shimon is giving you, Reuven, enjoyment that you're not going to be embarrassed. That's also asa by mudar hanor. So Mar says, hasam nami isle hanor bi hanor demichsev minay. Here also the pshat is, you have this hanor from, you have this enjoyment that you're not going to be embarrassed. Like this, whenever Reuven meets up the person that lent him the money, he'll always be embarrassed from him. But now that Shimon went and paid back the money for you, you're not going to be embarrassed. So therefore, Rav Yishai didn't like Rav's teretz. Rav Yishai holds this is also by a mudar hanor. Therefore, Rav Yishai's only teretz was that mishnah nedarim goes according to Chana. So the mishnah. So far, we said what Chanan said, the three halachas that Chanan said. Now, so we had the two things that Chanan said. Chanan said two halachas, and then the Mishnah said that Admon said seven things. What are the seven halachas that Admon said that the Chum argue on him? So Admon Amar Shiva. One halacha is Mishemes, if a husband dies, Veniach Bonim Abonis, leaves over boys and girls, is Bizman Shenachosim Rubim, if he leaves over a lot of money, a lot of property. So halachas like this then. Habonim Yarshim, that the Bonim, the boys, that like Midiraisa, they Yarshim, they take over the property. And we have bonus nizoinus, there's a tanaik suba, that the girls have a right to be fed from his property. So since there's plenty of property there, the yisoimim, the boys, have to feed their sisters. What about the v'nechosim muwatim? Let's say the husband only left over one property, that's only barely enough to support the girls to give them the nizoinus. But if the boys will take it, there'll be no money for the girls. So in such a case, the locker is ha bonus yisoinu. That with the Rabbon and the Tanai is, the girls have a right to use their property to be fed from. And the boys, they have to go around and beg and collect money to live on. And that's what the Chum say. On this, Admon says no. Bishvil Shani Zocher of Sarati, Admon says nothing doing. The boys have a right to say, because we're a Zocher or a boy, we lose out? We don't lose out. Soon see what he means to say. And Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Roy Anis Divrei Admon. And Gamliel says also, he likes what Admon says. In a case with a small amount of property, Avada, the boys are still yashin it. And in such a case, the girls lose out. So Mar says, now my karma, what kind of svar is this? Amar Rabbi Yochi karma. What Admon means is like this, the boys can say, Vishvil Shani Zocha, since I'm a boy, for Roy Elastic Batur and I could use the money more. Because when I have the money, I'll be able to learn Torah better. If Sadati, that's a svar I should lose out. Sadman says in svar, if there's only enough money left over for the Yerusha, the Bonim, the boys should get the money better. They'll use the money to learn Torah better. And let the girls go and bother themselves to make a panosa to collect money. Omele Rova said, if so, man di yasek batara, who di yaris? You want to tell me a svar that only a boy that learns Torah gets the Yerusha of his father? Man di lo yasek batara lo yaris? But a boy that does not learn Torah doesn't get the Yerusha. In other words, he held that Admon's svar is like this. Elohim Rabbah, Rabbah says like this, Hochikoma. This is what Admon meant to say. That the boys have a right to complain. Bishvil Shani Zochor, for royally Yorush bin Achosim Rubim. That since like Midiraisa, the Locher is when a half father dies, all the property goes to the boys. The girls get nothing Midiraisa. So you're telling me now, when there's a lot of property, I do have a right to Yashin it. So you want to tell me in Svara now, if Sarati bin Achosim Watim, that because there's only a small amount of property and you have to give it to the girls, we should lose out. And that was Admon's svar. Like, why? Since Midiraisa, they have a right to be Yashin, they're complaining we still want to have the Yerusha. That's Admon's taina. But I call upon the Lachman like the Chomim, that this is what the Kornos Chomim, that the girls have a right to get the Mazoinais and the boys have to collect money for themselves. All right, we'll stop here.
He holding up Kufches on the days. The second Mishnah, Hatoyin es Chaveroi, Kadei Shemin. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, listen, you owe me, Kadei Shemin, I'm asking you back for my barrels of oil. As I gave you barrels of oil, and I want it back. For Hoide Bekankanim, Now Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me these barrels of Kadesh Shemin. And Shimon says back, I agree that I owe you the barrels. I owe you the Kankanen. But he argues, I don't owe you the Shemin. Like I borrowed from you empty barrels. What do you want the Shemin? I didn't borrow the Shemin for you. So that's the question. I'm asking you for Kadesh Shemin. And you answer back that, yes, I agree, I owe you the barrels. Is Admon Oimer, Admon holds, since Shimon agrees to half of what Reuven is asking for, in other words, it's considered like Reuven is asking for two things. He's asking for the oil and for the baskets, for the barrels. And Shimon is agreeing that he owes him the barrels. So that's called Moida B'Miksas. You agree to half of what I'm asking for. And therefore, the Lacha is Yeshova. There's a Shvur Midiraisa, Moida B'Miksas. Whenever you agree to half, you have to swear Midiraisa that you do not owe the other half. That's the way Adma learns. The Chacham say no. Einoi Doas Miksas Mimin Hataina. That he agrees that he owes you the barrels, that's not considered half of what Reuven is asking for. It's not called the Moida B'Miksas. And therefore you do not have to swear. In other words, it's like he's asking for Shemin. And you're saying, nothing doing, I never borrowed the Shemin. So if you're a Kofer HaKoil, you don't have to swear. I, the barrels, so Chacham Pasha says it's like two different tainas. We'll see in the Gemara. And therefore, if you're agreeing to the barrels, that has nothing to do with the Shemin. And therefore, it's not called like a Moida B'Miksas. And therefore, he does not have to swear. And Amar Rabbi Gamliel says, Roya Nias Divrei Admon. I agree to what Admon says, that this is considered a Moida B'Miksas, and therefore he does have to swear. So Gemara says like this, the Chura Shema Minifim, there should be a proof, Le Rabbonin, from the Chomer Manal Mishnah, that they say this is not called the Moida B'Miksas, that what's going to be in the case of To'anu Chitu Musarim. Let's say Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me wheat and barley. I'm asking you for these two things. I gave you wheat and barley. Now Shimon is Vahoyda B'Sorim. Shimon agrees that he borrowed the wheat and I'll pay you back the barley. That I borrowed the barley and I'll pay it back to you. But as far as the wheat goes, he's Kofer. I don't know you the wheat. So the Locha should be, is Potter. The Chori should be Potter from Yeshua. Because that's Pshanachom in our Mishnah. It's like he's asking and saying, you owe me oil and you owe me the barrels. So it looks like two different things. So when he agrees to the barrels, that's all. But to the Shemin, he doesn't agree at all. It's called the Kofra Koil. So it should be the same halacha if I ask you for Chitim and Sarim, and you agree only to the Sarim. So the Gemara says, Leima Tevet Yufta, the Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. This should be a Kasha to Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Because the Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, instead of the name of Shmuel, that what's going to be in the case of To'anu Chitim and Sarim? Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, listen, I gave you wheat and barley. You owe me them both. And Shimon agrees that he owes one. And the other one he disagrees. So Allah of Nachman HaMashmul says, Chayiv, that is considered a Moida B'Miksas HaTayna. And he has to swear Midir Isa that he does not know the other one. So that's not like the Chomim of our Mishnah. And Api Pashtus, we should pass on like the Chomim of our Mishnah. If so, it's a kasha to Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Tzumor says no. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Toya Noi Mida. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about that he's only asking for the Mida, for the measurement. Like Rashi says, Loi Tova Mimeno Kankanim. He's not asking for the barrels at all. El Shemin of Karati Yesbecho. What Reuven is asking Shimon for is like this. I gave you oil. I want my oil back. Oh my Kadesh Shemin, what does the Mishnah mean? Hatoin es chaveroi Kadesh Shemin. What does it mean, the barrel of oil? Divtoni masnisin mida. That's all it means. In other words, molei asora Kadesh Shemin dehevilei toinu chita vodlei besarim. I'm only asking you like this. I gave you 10 barrels worth of Shemin. So the barrels doesn't mean that I gave you the barrels also. Like I'm not asking back for the barrels. I'm only saying how much Shemin did I give you? I gave you Shemin, 10 barrels worth of Shemin. So that's Pshat the Mishnah. I'm only asking you for Shemin. So the other person says what? Shemin I never borrowed from you. But I agree that I owe you barrels. So that for sure is not called the Moedib Miksas. Like he's not agreeing to half of the Taino. Like Rashi says, it's Daimah to Torna Chit of Odle B'Sarim. If I say you owe me wheat, and the other one says, no, I owe you barley, that's not called the Moida B'miksas. I don't agree to half of your taina. That's nothing. So that's pshat in the Chachamim of our Mishnah. For at Gemara Ihochi, if that's pshat in our Mishnah, my taina the admin. What's that of pshat in admin then? If that's the pshat that he's only asking for oil, and the other person agrees to the kadim, to the barrels, like why is it called the Moida B'miksas? Why does the admin say he has to swear? It's not called the Moed of a Mixas. He's not agreeing to half of what you're asking for. You're asking for Shemin, and he's agreeing to the barrels. They're not talking to the point. There should be a Kaifra Kol. It's not a Shkiyush Ruah. So Gemara says, that can't be Pshat in the Mishnah. Elohim Arovas. Arovas says like this better. Tekula Yalna, everybody agrees. Heichet Yom, Molei, Molei, Asore, Kadei, Shemin, Yeshli, Beborcho. When I say it, Reuben goes up with the Shemin and says, listen, you have 10 barrels worth of Shemin in your bor, in your vat. For me, so in such a case, pshita shemen ketoyin lei, katkanim lo ketoyin lei. If he says that loshen, that I'm asking for 10 barrels worth of shemen, so what he means to ask for is the oil. And he's not asking for the kankanim at all. And if everybody agrees, if the other one only agrees to the kankanim, to the barrels, that's not called the moed v'miksas. But what's going to be if the person asks, asoro kadei shemen meleim, yeshli yeslecho? The guy says, I have 10 full barrels of oil by you. In such a case, pshita shemen v'kankanim ketoyin lei. He's asking for both. He's saying, like, you have of mine oil and barrels. And therefore, everybody would agree. If the other person agrees that I have your barrels, but he argues on the shemen, that's called his being moedah b'miksas ataina, and he would have to swear midiraisa. Could be even Admon agrees to that. So it's not kasha on Shmuel. Ki pligi, where is the machlekes in the Mishnah between Admon and the Chachamim? Ki pligi heichi diomalei. Where Reuven goes to Shimon and says like this, Asoro kade shemin yeshli etzlecho. I have 10 barrels of oil. He doesn't say kade shemin maleim, like full barrels. He just says, I have 10 barrels of oil by you. Asoro kade shemin yeshli etzlecho. That's the machlokes. Admon says, if a person says this loshin, you know what Reuven is asking Shimon for? Yesh b'loshin azeh loshin kankanim. It's like Reuven is telling Shimon, you have my oil and you have my barrels. So I'm asking you for both. I'm asking for oil and for barrels. And therefore, if you agree that you owe me barrels, that's called the moed b'miksas. Like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, if I ask you for barley and for wheat, and you agree to one, that's called the Moed of a Mixas. Here also. That's Pshat in Admon. Why did the Rabbanan argue? For Rabbanan Savri, since I said that you have 10 barrels of wine, ain b'loshen azeh loshen kakanim. The Chum say, it's not the Pshat that I'm asking for the barrels. Asor HaKadosh Shemim is also, it means, I'm only asking for that much amount of oil. I'm asking back for 10 barrels full of oil. But not that the barrels I'm asking for. I'm only asking for the shemen. That's the Chachom Shita, Svara. So therefore, if he agrees that he owes the barrels, and he disagrees to the shemen, that's called the Kefir HaKoil, because Reuven is only asking for the shemen, he's not asking for the barrels. So that you agree to the barrels means nothing. But to the fact of the shemen, you disagree, that's called the Kefir HaKoil, that's what the Chachom say in the Mishnah Yepoto. So Mar says, if so, Ela Taima, what's the reason of the Rabbanim? You're telling me now, Tiyein b'loshen azeh loshen kankanim. Because when you ask for this 10 barrels of shemen, it only means the shemen and not the barrels. But it's a diyek, Hoyesh b'loshen azeh loshen kankanim. But if it would be that Reuven is asking shemen for 10 barrels of oil, means oil and the barrels, if he's asking for both, then if he agrees that he owes the barrel, Mashmi, everybody would agree, Chayiv, that's called the Moed B'miksas. If so, from our Mishnah, it should be Leimatev B'tiyuch to the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. If so, it should be Akasha to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Because he says just the opposite. To Yom, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, what's going to be in the case of Torah Nochita Masarim? Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen, you owe me a wheat and barley. I lent you both of them. You owe me back a bushel of wheat and a bushel of barley. For Hoydaloi B'yechud Mehen. And Shimon agrees, I owe you the barley. But as far as the wheat goes, and I never took wheat from you. Rebbe Chiya holds Potter. that you're potter from a shvua, that's not called the moedra miksas. It looks like two different tainas. I'm asking you one thing for wheat, that he agreed to. Then I'm asking you for barley, that he was kaifra kail. So you're potter from a shvua. So if so, our Mishnah says not like him. So Mora says on this, that's not a kasha. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Nasa Kemisha Torno Rimon Bikli Posei. Hatayit as if he's asking for one thing for Rimon Bikli Posei. And our Mishnah, when you ask for oil, a barrel of oil, the pshat is you don't say he's asking for two separate things, a barrel and the oil. When you ask for wheat and barley, one has nothing to do with the other. Therefore, it's called like two different tainas, and if you agree to one, it has nothing to do with the other one. But over here, when I say you have 10 barrels of oil, it's like one thing. The oil is in the barrel, and the only way I could watch the oil is by being in a barrel. So therefore, here it's like one taina. It's like one thing. Like if a guy says, I'm asking pomegranates with its shell, you don't say it's called two separate tainas. It's one thing. So that's why here, everybody will agree it's called the Maidva Mixas. So this thing Gemara says, Maskabla Ravina. What does one have to do with the other? I tell you, remind Blakely Posoi Leminta, that's very good. A pomegranate without a shell, it's not watched or rot away. So therefore, that's called one taina. It's called, I'm asking for one thing, pomegranates with its shell. Good. But Shemin, here that I'm asking for oil and for the barrels, Shemin Minta Blakan Kanim, you could watch the Shemin in the jar. Shemin does not have to be in the barrel. So if I say you owe me 10 barrels of Shemin, and if it means two things, Shemin and the barrels, l'chur, it's like two separate tainas, so it should be a kasha to Rav Chiya. How come Rav Chiya says that you potter? Tumor says, Elohoch of Amayas Kinen. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? The Yomalei, where Reuven went to Shimon and said like this, Asoro kade Shemin yeshli yeslecho. I have by you 10 barrels of oil. And good, let's say it means both. Let's say it means I want both. The Yomalei Edoch, the other one answers back like this, Shemen lohayit var mayolim. Oil I never borrowed from you. Don't ask for no oil. Kankanim, but now you should know these barrels that you're asking for, it's like this. Kankanim nami. Chamish yislecho. Vechamish leslecho. That's the pshan now Mishnah. So we're talking about that, true, he's asking for two things. And Rav Chiya says that's not called the Maidu Miksas. But over here it's better. Because true, in the Shemen you're disagreeing, okay. But in the kakanim that I'm asking you for 10 barrels, and you're agreeing to 5. So even in the barrels that I'm asking for, you also agree to half of it. Therefore, you have to swear you don't owe me the other 5 barrels. And there's always a gilgul shavua. Once you have to swear on something, I can make you swear on the other thing also. So Admin holds like this. Yesh b'losan nazer loshan kakanim. When I say I want 10 barrels of Shemin, it's like I'm asking for Shemin and for the barrels. I'm asking for the barrels. Therefore, if you agree to the 5 barrels, that's called the Moed of Miksas. Omigo de Kumishtaba Kankanim, since you have to swear on the other 5 barrels that you don't owe him, is a Mela, Mishtaba Nami Hashemin Aide Gilgul. That's a swear of Gilgul Shrua. Once you have to swear anyway, we have a right to include in that swearing anything we want. So since I say you owe me the oil, I have a right to make you swear on that. That's Adman Svara. For Abonin Tzavri and other Abonin hold, Ein Beloshin Azil Loshin Kakanim. When I ask for 10 Kadesh Shemin, it's just like I'm saying a measurement. How much oil am I asking from you? I'm asking 10 barrels worth of oil. So therefore, when you agree that you owe me 5 barrels, one has nothing to do with the other. Comes out that Mashatonu Lehoideloi. I say you owe me 10 barrels worth of oil. Admin knows I'm only asking for the amount of oil. I'm not asking for the barrels. Now when you admit that you owe me 5 barrels, then what does that got to do with a shvua? I didn't ask for the barrels. So therefore it's called what I asked. You're not asking, answering me. That's not called the Maidu Miksas. Or Mashoi de Lelatonu. And you don't have to pay that much either. It's called like a Mechila. If I say you only owe me Shemin, I'm admitting that you don't owe me the barrels. So if you admit you owe me the barrels, it's like I'm saying you don't owe it to me. So if we don't have to pay me back the barrels either. Therefore, that's Pshan and Nadmin. Yeah. So that's Pshan and Nadmin. Therefore, there's no cash on Reb Chiya either. Right, so the next Mishnah. Ha-poisik moyes l'chosnoi. Let's say the Shver makes up before the Chasna that he's going to give so much amount of money to his daughter for the Chasna, a dowry. Or poshit loyes a regal. And after they get married, the Shver says, goodbye, Charlie. Puts a little expression like he takes away his foot. Rashi says, Loshim Bizoyin over Yoma, no Yeshen Choshet Dvarov, don't bother me, I'm not going to give you no money. And that's all. Like Toy Titch Agabi Ragli. Take my dirt of my feet, that's all I'll give you. Whereas the Shver now backs down and says, nothing done. I promise you $5 million, now I'm going to give you the dirt of my feet, that's what I'll give you. That's what the Shver says. Is